From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is Robert Burns with your Texas Crop and Weather Report for April 21st, 2015. More rain swept over much of the state, leaving fields too soggy to work in many areas, but generally benefiting wheat, pastures, and rangeland. This according to weekly reports from Texas AgriLife Extension Service personnel. Planting of corn, cotton, rice, grain sorghum, and soybeans continued to lag behind the five-year average, according to a summary of a county-by-county reports this week. Planting of sunflowers at 10%, however, was actually slightly ahead, of the five-year average of 9%. Thunderstorms and high winds and or hail in parts of the panhandle in South Texas knocked down some wheat. In other areas, dryland wheat didn't receive moisture at the right time and was still stressed. But generally, winter wheat throughout the state was doing well thanks to plentiful moisture. According to the National Weather Service, most of the coastal bend and southeast regions, as well as parts of the South Texas and East Texas, have received 10 inches or more of rain in the last 2 weeks. More than 15 inches was received in isolated areas. Parts of the panhandle remain the exception. Producers in Deaf Smith County and the Randall counties all still needed rain for newly planted corn and dryland wheat. Rolling Plains producers were still welcoming any rain received as it helped rangeland recover from the drought and gave spring plantings a good chance this year. In many parts of the state, to the east of U.S. Interstate 35, the continued rain was too much of a good thing. In North Texas, continued rain caused flooding and delayed corn planting past the crop insurance deadline and made it too wet to fertilize wheat. In Van Zandt County, the Tawakoni and Fork Lakes were nearly full for the first time in more than 5 years, this according to Tommy Phillips, AgriLife Extension agent there. Lakes and streams are also full to overflowing in East Texas. This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.